ang gagawa. Iba-ibang mukha, iba-ibang kwento. Sa Solero on Air, silip samdo ng pagkuwa. Halika, usap tayo. Dito lagi kang kasali. Sa Solero on Air, sa Solero on Air.
Magandang maulang gabi po mga classmates. Ito po ang Solaire on Air, ang inyong eskwelahan sa radyo tuwing Miyerkules alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Ako po si classmate Lian.
Classmate Rosa.
At ngayong gabi po, pinagpapatuloy natin ang ating kwentuhan tungkol sa mga experiences ng ating mga kaklase, yung kanilang mga elementary at high school days sa kani-kanilang mga bansa. Ayan, international tayo ngayong kaya buwan na to.
Ano naman, big time tayo ah.
Oo. So, nung unang linggo, kasama natin si classmate Justine Okabe from Japan. Second week, kasama naman natin si classmate Niels Biriput na isang Dutch. At ngayong gabi, tayo ay talagang tuwang-tuwa at nakasama tayo ay, at kasama natin ang ating very special guest mula naman sa US of A.
Oo, pero Pinay siya, nalaki sa Amerika.
Tama, born and raised in the States.
Oo, born and raised. Born in the USA.
More, Rosa. So welcome, classmate Sabrina Abrenica.
Hi.
Classmate Sabrina is an exchange student, classmate Rosa. She's from Rowan. She's attending Rowan University. She is on her last year there. Rowan University is in New Jersey. And now she's based at the College of Engineering. She's with the Chemical Engineering Department. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So thank you for joining us this evening, classmate Sabrina.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. So alam mo, ang napili nating bansa na i-feature ngayon ay US of A.
US of A.
Diba? Kasi bakit ba? Well, kasi unang-una, malapit. Tama.
Malapit sa sistema natin yan.
Oo, noong 1900s, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, ay itinatag ng mga Amerikano ang public education system ng Pilipinas. So, patterned sa US ang ating public education system. Kaya nga, Ingles ang ating ang naging medium of instruction ng ating mga eskwelahan. Lalo na dun sa higher level, no? Kasi ngayon sa basic level, sa primary, pinapayagan na yung use of the mother tongue. Diba?
Yun hindi nga lang, local tongue pa, ne?
Vernacular
from grade 1 to 3.
Oo, pero English pa rin ang ginagamit kapag college. At saka sa negosyo,
government. Hindi ba bilingual na or Taglish?
Hindi, halos English pa rin eh.
Oh, ganun.
Oo. So, pero yun na nga, hindi naman natin masasabi na talagang parehong-parehong sistema ng ating edukasyon sa Amerika. Pero binase natin initially sa kanila yung ating sariling sistema ng edukasyon. So, at saka very fortunate tayo kasi si classmate Sabrina ay nandyan ngayon at nakatira sa UP Solaire Dorm.
Timing.
Kaya timing na timing talaga. Timing. So, classmate Sabrina, our first question would be, tell us about your elementary and high school education or your experience in the States. At what age did you start attending school?
Does that include preschool and pre-K?
Or, yes.
I would say 3 years old is when I started.
Okay. 3 years, and then how many years of elementary and high school did you?
We had 6 years of elementary, 2 years of middle school, and 4 years of college or of high school. Sorry.
4 years of high school, and what again? 8 years of How many years of elementary?
We had 6 years of elementary and 2 of middle school.
Oh, okay. So balik parang 2, 8 plus 4 years of ano man tawag doon? 12 years din ang total, pero yung pagkahati-hati, 6 and then 2 tapos 4.
That's correct.
Ah, okay. So, did you attend a public school, classmate Sabrina, or a private high school?
I attended a public school.
Okay, so how was the experience like? I mean, did you enjoy elementary as well as high school?
I enjoyed it, I guess. I probably would say I enjoy college more. I got to meet more people there than in high school and elementary, where it was pretty much the same people all the time.
Okay.
So how was it like in elementary, tell us?
really carefree. Although we had schedules to do stuff, nothing was ever that strict. do you have any specific questions about elementary school, or?
Yeah, what was the method of instruction? How were you taught inside the classroom? Was it child-centered, teacher-centered, like what they usually talk about nowadays?
It was pretty child-centered, although usually the teacher would talk at the front of the class. Typical, if you have questions, ask. If you don't have questions, the teacher will pick on you and make you answer the question if she or he can tell that you're not paying attention.
And then was the class divided into subject matters? Like, you know, you have a class for reading and writing and, you know.
Yeah, at specific times, although we would stay in the same classroom with the same teacher in elementary school, we would have designated times that we would do certain activities and learn certain subjects.
So how many teachers did you have in elementary?
I had 6 teachers in a... I had 5 teachers because got moved up in the grade, so I had her for 2 consecutive years.
So only one teacher for example, grade 2, just one teacher.
That's correct.
My kids now, they have several teachers for grade 2 and up, at least in this.
Does that include things like art class and music, or are you talking about core subjects like math and science?
Including non-core subjects, but also the core.
I guess I would have about 6 teachers then.
For every grade level?
Yeah.
So pretty much similar. We have asked previous guests about the loads of homework that they had to tackle in elementary and high school. How would you compare the amount of homework that you had to do?
In elementary, it wasn't really a lot, maybe an hour at most, depending on whether I was lazy or not. And then as I got older, it added on a bit. I'd say in high school, maybe 2 hours at most. I'm not going to lie, a lot of the time, students, including myself, we would do the homework the period before or during homeroom, because usually it wasn't too difficult that we would have to spend hours on it.
Okay. So cramming and then...
Yeah, we definitely crammed.
How many students were there typically in each class?
I'd say maybe a little over 20, so about 22, 24 at most.
Did you go to a big school, would you say? Or I don't know if you can, if there is a classification.
I'd say, I guess, around between a small and a medium-sized school, I guess. It also depends where in the country you are, that one thing would be considered big or small. So.
Okay, but 22 is quite a small number, diba, classmate Rosa, compared to... Definitely compared to...
Ratio between children and teacher, 22.
Sorry, what was that?
It's a good ratio between teacher and student, and there are only few.
Because here, you know...
Sometimes
at least 40, 50.
More?
More.
That's crazy. It sounds like a college lecture.
Yeah, in an auditorium.
Yeah. Okay.
So how about the class hours? What time do you usually go to school?
And it's then a little hard to remember for elementary.
But, you know, until lunchtime or even after lunch?
I think we were in class for a total of 8 hours, including lunch. Mm. And including things like gym, arts, different things like that.
8 hours?
I think so.
Mm. Because here you have to have shifts.
Yeah, I was told that actually. Uh-uh. Where students are in for 6 hours in the morning and then 6 hours in the mm-hmm. afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So you really have to cram.
So
many
do you bring things. A lot of assignments? Not really.
I guess in elementary, no. I wouldn't say that I did.
Mm, that's cool.
And how did you go to school? By school bus or?
Yep, I took a school bus.
School bus. Yeah.
Mm. Although I preferred to be driven because I lived very close to the school. So I would have to get up earlier to go all the way around the district until mm-hmm. we got back to the school. But then leaving school, I'd be one of the first people dropped off.
Is walking to school an option?
It is, but my parents didn't want me to in elementary. And my middle school was further, so it'd be a lot more inconvenient to go. So I went by bus there.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I want to ask about the cost of education. It's public, so was it really entirely free or not so? I mean, did you think, probably wouldn't know exactly, but what was your perception?
More or less, I would say it was free because usually school money is taken from tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really had to pay for anything except lunch and field trips.
Okay, so siguro bago natin pagpatuloy ang ating kwentuhan kay classmate Sabrina, we'll take a short break, mga classmates. Pwede po kayong mag-text or tumawag sa atin kung may gusto kayong itanong sa ating classmate ngayon. Ang ating pong number ay 0927-220-8332 or live call sa 503-8288. Ayan. So, ang oras po natin ay 6:21 na ng gabi. Magbabalik po ang Soler On Air.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Samahan niyo kaming mahuk
isang malaman,
matapang,
at masayang usapan.
Psycho Clock Habits!
6 to 7 ng gabi, tuwing Huwebes,
sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Lika, usap tayo sa Soler On Air.
Okay, nagbabalik po ang Soler On Air, mga classmates. Ako po si classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa.
Kasama po natin ngayon si classmate Sabrina from Rowan University, New Jersey. Siya ay isang exchange student dito sa UP ngayon.
So her parents migrated pala when they were still young?
More or less, I think. My mom was in her 20s when she moved here, and I'm not sure what time of my dad's life when he moved here. Probably 20s as well, or early 30s.
So they met in the U.S.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. And how many were you?
As in
the siblings?
It's just me and my younger sister.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay. I wonder, what was the profession of your mom?
My mom's a nurse.
Ah, tama.
No, oh, surprise there.
Parang naisip ko na yan. And your dad?
He used to be a banker, especially here in the Philippines. Now he works at an elderly hospital and he manages the stocks there.
Okay. Talagang OFW profile, no? Pamilya. But most of your relatives are also in the States?
On my dad's side, they mainly are, but on my mom's side, most of them are still in Bohol.
Okay. So, going back to our our topic this evening. So we discussed about how many students there were in your classes, teachers, teaching approach, homework. Now, how about the food, the meals that you usually take in school? Do you bring sandwiches or do you just eat or buy food at the canteen, or is it freely distributed?
Between elementary and middle school, I mainly brought lunches there. So my dad would usually pack me baon. And then in high school, that's when I started buying lunches. I think they're around $3 to $4, maybe $5 if I remember correctly.
And then you pay out, right?
Yeah.
And you order. Oh, parang dito din, ano? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's similar to, in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Children, if they want to buy from the canteen, they pay outright.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if parang ililista, diba? And then at the end of the month, siguro pwede rin yun, ano? Baka may mga sistema din na gano'n na parang utang muna.
I think they also had that as an option where you prepaid for some of it, but some students could just pay with cash right then and there if they don't normally have that and then they wanted to pay there, so...
Anong mga, what are the choices of, lunch?
That would usually vary by the day. So some days there would be either, usual things that were there were things like pizza and hoagies.
What's hoagies?
Like a type of sandwich, like Subway, like that, sorry.
Learn something new, Rosa. Hoagies.
I feel like that's only said in certain parts of the East Coast too, like around my area, so...
Hoagies. Okay, so are there like chocolates available for kids to buy or more candies?
Not so much candy, but they did have cookies usually.
Mm-hmm.
But not really cakes, just cookies.
Okay.
Oh, and they did have ice cream, so.
Soda?
No. No soda.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They used to have a vending machine for it, especially in the high school, but I think they took that down. Because they're trying to encourage healthy eating and healthy drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about the grading system and the way children are recognized when they top the class or when they get high grades? Do you have special recognitions for students who do?
Not well? Really. Mm-hmm. Public recognition. If you had, say, all A's that semester, you would get principal's list, or I guess it'd be dean's list here. And then if you got A's and B's, you were considered to be on honor roll. The most recognition you would get for that is they just posted the paper saying the list of students who are under each category, and that was kind of it. Until
no medals or ribbons like that?
No, not really.
Mm.
So very, ano nga, no? Ilang guests na natin ang nagsabi.
When I was in the elementary, for example, when you do well in your class, sometimes you are upgraded and you get to the special classes or section 1.
Mm-hmm.
So most
accelerated.
Of the, no, not really, yeah. But most of the intelligent ones get into the same class.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true also in your school?
Not at all in elementary, and then kind of in middle school. If you had certain grades and certain test scores in elementary school, because they had state tests, you could be placed into certain classes in middle school. But by that point, you're also picking your classes. So If you didn't want to be in that class, you could switch out and get signatures to switch out from the guidance counselor and the principal, I believe. And then for high school, it's a similar situation. You mainly pick your classes. If you're smart enough, you can easily get into, say, advanced placement classes or advanced classes. However, you could also get into those classes if you got enough signatures for that too. But whether you pass or not, it's entirely up to you.
Mm. When you say middle school, what grades are that?
7th and 8th.
Oh, so it's different.
Iba nga eh. Kaya yeah,
middle
six.
School usually. So you have, why is it called middle?
It's the middle of elementary and high school.
It's in the middle of elementary.
I guess it's because, like, well, some schools also do 6th, 7th, and 8th as middle school. It depends on the school itself. Mm. But it's just that transition period between being a kid and being a teenager, uh-huh. I guess. So they want to really focus on your transition moving into a new age group.
Mm. Dito sa atin, ano eh, parang junior high school and senior high school, diba? Ngayon. Mm-hmm. So, ang mas emphasis yung sa, actually, yung pa-senior, mm-hmm. senior high school. Sa kanila, yung dinidistinguish yung middle, dinidistinguish pa yung middle school, no? So, but mm-hmm. do you graduate from, do you have graduation rights on the sixth, after the sixth year? Before you move to the middle school level?
I can't remember. I know some schools do a small ceremony, but it's nothing big like high school.
Oh, because here we do. We have big ceremonies then, yeah. Diba?
And grade you take six. An exam. After grade 6, you take an exam to go to the first year high school. Do you do that too?
No. We take state tests every year. Not really a specific test to go into high school or to go into middle school, depending what standpoint you're looking at it. But everyone takes state tests every year, regardless of where you are. So.
Yeah. Mm.
So what is the state test for? To test your proficiency or competencies like that?
Yeah, pretty much. And you get compared to other kids within your specific state. And depending on how well the students overall do within that school, it changes certain things, such as like how much funding you're getting. I don't really remember what else. I just took the tests. I just hated taking the tests. But I do know that how well students do affects how much they get funded.
Individual funding, you mean? You get
for
a lot
each school, yeah. For each district rather than the school.
So. Okay. So the better the students, the higher the funding? Or?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm. Parang mas kawawa yung mga ano, no? Those who don't do so well, the schools who don't do so well get lesser, lower mm-hmm. funding.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. How about the sports activities that you have at school? The schools that you attend, were they big on? Did they emphasize sports?
Yeah, I would say they emphasize sports a lot. I personally didn't do any until just 2 years of high school, but I do know sports was a big thing there.
But why is it that you did not participate in a lot of sports activities? Was it the...
I'm not athletic.
No, but so that means you have an option, not two.
Correct. You still had to do physical education, but you didn't have to do sports itself.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of sports activities are for those who are athletic?
You have football, baseball, volleyball, softball, basketball, tennis... field hockey.
Dami.
And then what kind of physical activities or sports classes do the non-athletic students
Are you saying for gym or for just in general?
In general.
Well,
music like that.
Oh, for activities. Yeah, they had different music programs such as choir, regular band, jazz band, marching band. You had artistic stuff, so you had an art club. I think they had something called a Renaissance club, but I can't really remember what that was. You have theater, you have dance club, you have dance clubs. It was all sorts of clubs.
Extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. no? Mm-hmm. So what kind of clubs did you join, and if you still remember, do you still remember?
Some of them. I joined tennis. my high school, my first 2 years in high school. I liked the art club primarily because it was just creative and you weren't really required to do anything for art club other than just either sit and draw or sit and paint. There was this one club, I can't remember what it was called, but basically you went on, it was focused on going on field trips. I did some of those. I joined in all of my years in high school, I joined mock trial. And basically, there would be, for all the clubs in, who participated in mock trial, there'd be one court case and there'd be a list of characters who you would
either, role play.
Yeah, pretty much. But you had to defend yourself like an actual lawyer or an actual person at the stand or an actual victim. It was taken very seriously. Not by the school, but when you got into your role, members. You tried to take it seriously. I was never very good at it, though.
That's why you went into sciences rather than...
Yep.
Law.
Precisely.
Okay. Okay, so mga kaklase, wag po kayong bibitiw at tayo po ay magbabalik sa Soleran Air. Ang atin pong oras, 6:34 na po ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcast ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun yun!
Tara na at makinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbong nyo na usapan, Union! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng UP Judo Club ang Diliman Slam 2017, an invitational judo tournament sa ika-24 at 25 ng Hunyo sa Marikina Sports Center. Tunghayan ang husay ng mga judoka mula sa iba't ibang lugar sa torneyong ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaari ninyong i-like ang Diliman Slam Invitational Judo Tournament. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Judo Club sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
No to tuition hike! Demand justice for human rights victims! Stop corruption!
Okay! Sign the petition! Sign the petition!
Sign... Ang daling maging responsableng mamamayan basta may internet. Ay, makatulog na muna.
Hoy, gising! Hindi nalulutas ang problema ng bayan sa pagpindot-pindot mo dyan. Ang tunay na paggawa, may kalakip na konkretong aksyon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ligaw, usap tayo sa Solero
Okay, nagbabalik po ang Soler on Air, mga kaklase. Ako po si Classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa po.
At syempre, kasama pa rin natin ang ating kaklaseng si Sabrina Branica, exchange student mula sa Rowan University sa New Jersey. At pinag-uusapan natin yung kanyang mga experiences at kanyang mga high school at elementary
Ako gusto ko personal memories. Muna, isang tanong, like, kasi you're a Filipina, and then how is it coping? Did you have to do some coping mechanism because you're non-white? Did you have to prove yourself like you to your student, to your classmates or to your teacher that you have to do better or to work harder?
Yeah, there was that small stereotype where, oh, like, she's Asian, so she has to be smart. And then,
like
that. Yeah. And then, like, back home, my parents were really keen on grades. Mm. Not to the point where it was crazy, but they did encourage good grades a lot. So I did more or less work hard. I tried to keep my grades up. Sometimes, some years I didn't really have to try and some I did. But yeah, there were moments where as an Asian American student, it was harder than I feel like for people who weren't, who were less of a minority, because at my school in particular, we had mainly Caucasians and African Americans there, mm-hmm. rather than, there were very few Asians, not as many Latinos, not as many people from other places like the Middle East. It was very, very small for a lot of us. So I think when I first was there, I only had like 5 other Asian students in my classes, mm-hmm. and that would be spread throughout the school, not my specific class in general.
But did you tend to go group together as Asians, or just, you know,
not really one, because it was hard in class, because at most there would be one other Asian in my class, so sometimes I would group with them, but I tended to just stick towards hanging out with girls in general regardless of nationality.
Okay, so you didn't feel any tinge of discrimination or what?
Sometimes, yeah. There were times, I don't really remember them as much as a kid, because I you don't really think about it that much.
Yeah.
Sometimes there were in middle school, and then in high school, not as much either for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Very interesting. At saka very relevant yung tanong, ano? Mm-hmm. Kasi special, actually yung case niya is special kasi the rest talagang ano sila, Japanese, yung dalawa nating guests sa Japanese, mm-hmm. sa Dutch. So she's Filipino American. Mm-hmm. So pwede nga na issue yung discrimination,
yung racial issue. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bullying, did you ever feel that you bullying. Had become angry? Well, kasi sa mga American movies, diba?
Oo.
Panood mo yan.
It was never that extreme. I never got like my head in a toilet or anything like that. No one really ever like wrote on my desk. They would say things to me at most. But usually I just fought back with them. Especially as I got older, I got more aggressive towards them if they even started to become a little aggressive towards me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because bullying is an issue, right?
Even here. Is it? Oo, sa public, lalo sa public schools. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga, kung makikita mo dito yung mga billboards ng ibang private schools na malalaki, talagang ne-emphasize nila na hindi mabubully yung mga bata.
My stereotype idea of high school students in the U.S. are they're so rambunctious and then rowdy, and then they talk back to the teacher. They're a bit undisciplined. Is that true?
That was usually more of like certain individuals. Even in the movies, it's usually just a certain group of individuals who tend to be like that. More or less, I feel like a lot of the students are really passive. We're kind of just there because we have to be there. Most people don't really want to get in trouble, so they just don't really partake in any of that. They just go to class and finally get to go home, and I was one of those students. I did do my best to try and excel there, but at the core moments, all I wanted to do was go home and just...
Really?
Yeah.
So, did you really find meaning in schooling?
No.
Really?
No. I feel like most of the experiences there are basic common knowledge besides the actual things that we learned in class. So I guess we learned common knowledge.
I see.
Now, in an age of internationalization and globalization, language has become very important. Did you study any other language aside from English in school?
From elementary until middle school, from elementary to high school, I learned Spanish. However, from elementary to middle school, Spanish was the only language class provided. Mm-hmm. In high school, we also had French, so it was very limited, especially compared to other schools that had at least 3 classes mm-hmm. for language. So really disappointing that we only had 2.
Okay. I wonder if your assessment of the way that languages were taught you know, to you or the level of instructions that you received with regards language teaching depended on the kind of school that you attended and whether, you know, bigger schools perhaps or more the schools that are located in city centers would probably have better quality education. You think it was dependent on the school?
I would agree that if a school is bigger or if a school's in a certain place, the language, the quality and quantity of language courses would change. So my school was in a more suburban area. We were, I guess I would consider us a pretty small school. So we only had limited courses. And I feel like as from elementary to middle school, we were pretty much taught the same thing over and over and over again. So there was nothing really new that we learned. We learned colors, door, open, close, the very like, bare basics.
So the things you can learn from Dora the Explorer.
Pretty much. I got Dora the Explorer in class.
Okay. So I wonder about your classmates in high school. What courses did they take in college? Are you aware of, you know, how many of your classmates in high school went to university? Or because in from what we know from American movies again, you know, not all students go to university or attend college, unlike in the Philippines, yeah, where when students graduate from high school, they, you know, it tends to be an expectation that, you know, he or she will
proceed
to college.
We put a high premium in education here.
In your experience and from what you know among your classmates, how many went to university and what sort of courses?
Regarding what courses, I don't really know. I didn't like a lot of my classmates, so I kind of just was like, all right, bye. But I know a lot of them did go to some sort of thing after like college. Some went to community college, which they did an associate's for 2 years. Some went for their bachelor's, of course. Some went for vocational school or a technical school, I guess. Some looked into going into the army in order to pay off for schooling. Mm-hmm. And I do know that there are some people who went straight to work because they had like a family business, mm-hmm, or because they just couldn't afford to go to college or community college. I know some people who just didn't do anything.
Drop out of school and some stayed unemployed.
Yeah, more or less. Well, they stayed in school, but they just didn't really do much after schooling. I know a lot of people pick community college because it is a lot cheaper than a university, and a lot of the time your credits from there can transfer to the university, depending, I guess, like where you go, what type of university it is. Like if it's an Ivy League, chances of you getting transferred credits are really unlikely. But there, in my town specifically, there is a community college there. And the college I go to is also really close to my house, about 15 minutes away. So if you go to the community college in my town, chances of you getting credits transferred over are really high.
Mm.
So it's a lot cheaper. So if you want to take general education classes like Chem 1, Chem 2, physics, calculus, stuff like that, things you have to take regardless of your major, usually in your first and part of your second year, you can just go there and it'll be a lot cheaper.
Mm, okay. So from high school, they tend to go into different tracks, mm-hmm, and different fields, mm-hmm, some into employment, others further studies. And then you mentioned community college. I don't know, Rosa, may counterpart ba yung community college sa atin? May ganun ba? No.
I don't know.
parang wala eh, no?
Parang wala.
Yeah, I haven't really heard of anything like community college here. And then I've explained it to a few college students here and they didn't know what I was talking about.
Is it really called community college?
That's correct. Mm. It's usually within like a specific town. So if you live in Burlington, you have Burlington Community College. If you live in Camden Community College. Mm.
And then how many years of schooling?
Two.
2 years.
That's why you only get your associate's degree with that. You don't get a bachelor's.
Mm. I see.
Parang wala. Tanong natin yan sa next guest natin, di ba? Sa Pilipinas. So, okay, sa high school, were there tracks that you had to follow? Like, in the Philippines now, when you're in senior high school, you have to choose, are you going to the social science track or the math and science? May sports ba, Rosa?
Meron din.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So three tracks. How about US?
Excuse me. No, back home, at least where I'm from, it might be different for other high schools, maybe in like city areas where they have a lot of stuff like that available, a lot of those resources. But at my school specifically, we did not. It was more or less the general basic education until you graduated and decided to go to college and pick what you wanted to major in. So.
Mm. Okay. Well, parang ano, parang it was just like the system before K to 12, di ba? Na after high school, parang pili ka na lang kung saan anong course gusto mo. So, kahit na medyo mahina-hina ka siguro sa math, pero gusto mo ng engineering, di ba? Eh okay lang.
Dito ang parang malaking pinagkaiba talaga nung K-12 yung mga BOCTEC. Yung BOCTEC kailangan na magtrabaho talaga.
Mm-mm.
Na meron silang specific skills na pwede na lang nilang ipanghanap buhay kaagad.
Mm.
Diba? Parang ganun eh.
Oo.
Tingin ko lang.
Pwedeng isa yun, pero iniisip ko rin nga eh na paano kung nag-science track ka nung senior high school, pwede ka bang lumipat sa social sciences? Magandang itanong natin siguro yan next week. Siguro yun yung isang pinagkaiba sa American system, sa sistema natin ngayon. Kasi although patterned sa US yung ating, yun nga, pero yung ating edukasyon, sistema na edukasyon, parang nagbago na rin, nag-evolve na rin. At yun yung isang pagkakaiba. Kasi yung dalawa nating unang guests, sinabi nila may tracks eh.
Oh,
sa Japan, sa Dutch.
There were some high schools, like there was one in my community, I guess they're called technical institutes, where from the start, right after middle school, you start, if you pick a certain thing, like if you focus more on like computers or engineering or even like beauty school, they allow you to focus your focus on that specific kind of course. You would still have to take like core courses, I'm pretty sure, but it was more based around a college type of schedule and a college type of experience, I think. Mm-hmm. I didn't go, so
yeah. Of course we naman don't expect you to be an expert on the educational system in the US, but you know, we're really more interested about your own personal experiences growing up in the States and attending school there. So yon. So ano pa bang mga gusto nating itanong sa kanya, classmate Rosa? Which subjects did you particularly like?
Enjoy.
Lunch. Enjoy. Lunch. You're very typical Filipino.
That she didn't find much relevance in her schooling.
Kaya nga.
So what was lacking there that you never really
I didn't really find it engaging the way they taught. It felt kind of easy.
Talaga?
Yeah, it just felt really easy. It wasn't engaging.
Is it because you're too much exposed to the internet that you get your information more from other sources than from your teacher?
I wouldn't say so, because I especially in high school, or not high school, but elementary, I didn't find it interesting, and I didn't have a lot of access to a computer at that time. Okay. So, yeah, it wasn't so much that. It was more of just, I guess, my personal views of it or the actual system. I'm not really sure.
Would you have benefited from attending siguro more advanced classes?
I'm not sure.
Enjoyed it better. Enjoyed school better. Kasi I think you parang you weren't challenged enough.
He wasn't challenged
enough. Yeah. Parang boring.
Not really, because even in college now, I'm really challenged. Like every single class period, I'm really challenged. And I still don't enjoy school. So I feel like I as a person, I don't enjoy school. So.
Oh.
May ganun pala. I mean, meron sigur, may ganun talaga. Pero
so if you had a choice, what would have been your pathway?
That's what I've been wondering since I entered college.
Ay, naka, so fun naman. I mean, parang it's rare that you meet someone who's so candid about their experiences to say that I did not enjoy school. Even if I excelled in it, I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah, I considered holding back and I was like, I didn't like the people at my school and I don't like school, so.
So, who did you hang out with? With whom did you hang out with?
I was very selective with friends. Luckily, I met my best friend in sixth grade. So we went to the same school from sixth grade to high school. And we did have some classes together. We tried really hard. But luckily, I had her. I didn't have as many friends in elementary school. But in middle school, I started to get more friends. And then in high school, that friend group shifted again, I would say. But my best friend made it through. I love you, Britt.
That's for Britt. Okay. So how's your Facebook life now, your social? If you don't have so many if you didn't have so many friends in high school and in elementary.
Mm-hmm.
So are you an active Facebook user?
Would say so because I have more friends now. In college I've way more friends than I did in elementary and high school. Okay. But I'm actually part of the Filipino club at my school. I'm actually vice president of the Filipino club at my school. And Facebook Messenger is a really common way that we use communication for. So I kind of have to be on Facebook in order to communicate with everyone and make sure things are getting done or just planning fun things like a beach day or something like that.
Okay, so very useful din pala.
Mm-hmm.
Talaga sa kanila ang Facebook. So, any more questions, classmate Rosa?
Meron kasi akong niece when I had a niece. Mm-hmm. They grew up there in the States. She really also hated school. So, she dropped out in her second year of high school.
So she
but
was 16?
She's actually very creative in a way. And she's good at writing. So she learned that outside of school. You know, her skills she developed outside of school. But she's doing well now. Mm-hmm. It's just like you. Maybe she didn't really find school relevant to her life.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree. Some people excel at school and enjoy it and enjoy constantly learning. But there are other people. Definitely ways to get ahead in life and be a productive human adult in society, even if you don't go through school. It's just, in my opinion, going to be a lot harder, and there are going to be probably more disappointments, and you're going to have to really do your best to put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. So I guess your niece was able to do that.
Yeah.
Pwede. Very, you can be an inspiration to other students.
Believe nga ako sa kanya, ang galing niyang magsulat, tsaka yung poet, tsaka very imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
It's very imaginative kind of girl.
Yeah, I feel like with school, because it's very, it's honestly pretty rigid. Mm-hmm. So for her to hate it, I can understand because she has such a creative mind. She needed to go past the boundaries of a school, which is the box that she needed to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good point. Your perception about yung limits of the school system, how it limits the potentials of individual students. Something to siguro to bring up in the next interview.
Yeah.
So because for next week we will have a local expert who will help us summarize and process and analyze yung the experiences of our three guests. So more of comparing, parang research tong ginawa natin this month, di ba? Meron tayong interviews and then at the end parang titignan natin yung Philippine case against this. Ang isang matingkad na pagkakaiba ay yung kawalan ng formal na recognition rights at the end of, di ba, every year na para sa mga honor students. Wala sa iba.
Sa iba.
Oo. Pero sa atin, talagang big deal yon.
Big deal.
Oo. So, tatanungin natin siya tungkol dito. Plus yung, yun nga yung transition from dun sa high school level. When you transition from parang one track to another. So, paano nangyayari yan? So, yan po mga kaklase. Ang isa na namang episode ng Solero on Air ngayong gabi. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. At hanggang sa susunod po. Ako po si Classmate Leanne.
Classmate Rosa, magandang gabi po.
Maraming salamat, Classmate Sabrina. At huwag po kayong aalis. Susunod na ang Tropang Radyo.
Thank you for having me.
Hanggang sa susunod na Miyerkules, magsama-sama tayong muli dito sa Solero on Air. Sa Solero on Air.